One difference between America and much of the world is that we can take our tap water for granted, except that sometimes we can't. The nation's capital has been suffering from lead in the drinking water, and in one small town in California's Central Valley, a run-down water system has left hundreds of residents with poisoned and unusable water. Holly Kernan reports from member station KALW and New California Media.
This is a California you won't see on postcards. It's straight out of a Steinbeck novel. The town of Alpaugh is mostly small houses and trailer homes, with dogs and chickens in many of the yards. Residents came here as Dust Bowl migrants from Oklahoma and Arkansas during the Great Depression. Newer arrivals from rural Mexico have come to pick cotton and grapes. So the town of about 760 is mostly made up of senior citizens on fixed incomes and migrant farm workers, and a lot of children who make up about half the population. The water problem started more than 2.5 years ago. Authorities discovered high levels of arsenic in the town's well water. That's not unusual. Arsenic is a naturally occurring element in the soil of the Central Valley. In high concentrations, it can cause cancer. Larger water districts can pay for a treatment plant to deal with the problem. Tiny towns like Alpaugh cannot. The water board tried to treat the problem with chlorine, but residents began complaining of skin problems and stomach aches. Esther Martinez lives in a small trailer home with some 15 others in her extended family. She says her little boys got sick and had rashes all over their skin. Her daughter's hair was falling out. The water would burn their eyes when they showered. So Martinez and her family, and most of the other people in town, began buying bottled water. Most had to drive half an hour to the nearest town and pay up to $30 a week for water. That's on top of the minimum $45 a month they were continuing to pay for the tainted tap water.
I was frustrated and I was shocked.
Nicole Parra is the California Assemblywoman who represents Alpaugh.
I can't believe that people in California do not have drinking water and have to drive almost 15 miles away to get water.
Parra was so outraged by the town's plight and her inability to find any public financing for an emergency water supply for the town that she raised $33,000 in private donations from places like Walmart and BP Petroleum to finance this community water tank.
This is what I did for 1 year and 1 month.
That's Sandra Morass, the local woman who has been fighting for years to bring clean water to her town. She's the one who got the attention of Assemblymember Parra. Morass is opening the door to a corrugated steel storage shed with a community water tank. For over a year, the tank was a temporary stopgap measure to fill the town drinking needs. Morass, who is 62 and partially disabled, dispensed free drinking water to the town's residents.
You have jugs?
Yeah,
I'll give you water.
I resented that in America we are seen as a third world country. I had some families come over here on wheelbarrows with about five-gallon jugs. Like you see, like they say, third world countries, it shouldn't happen. We had children that walked up here in their red wagon flyers with 1-gallon jugs to take water home.
When the money ran dry for the community water tank last December, residents had to go back to their taps, now dispensing water from a new but half-completed irrigation well. Because the well was poorly protected from rodents and other contaminants, the water needed to be boiled before it could be used for drinking. In mid-January, the well was temporarily fixed, and the state finally lifted the boil water order. Still, people like 72-year-old Myrtle Cotter, who came here as a child from Oklahoma, are skeptical.
I'm still not too sure I'm ever going to go back to drinking the water. I may cook with it, but I don't know.
Assemblymember Nicole Parra says Alpaugh is an extreme example, but only the tip of the iceberg. Dozens of tiny Central Valley water districts like Alpaugh face similar problems. They're too small, too poor to afford the kinds of infrastructure upgrades needed.
So unless we do coordinate, we're going to have communities that are going to be facing, you know, a situation where there might not be drinking water available.
Parra helped Sandra Morass and community members secure $4 million in grants and loans to fix Alpaugh's water system and dig new wells. But, she says, the Central Valley needs a regional solution. For her part, Sandra Morass is grateful to have safe tap water again. But, she says, they need a long-term solution soon.
We're living on borrowed time with domestic water right now.
Until new wells are dug or the old ones repaired, the town's only water source is a half-constructed well that could fail any time, leaving Alpaugh with no running water at all.
Me, I pray every day that I open the water tap and say, do we have water today? How long will it last?
For NPR News, I'm Holly Kernan.